and my shirl helped out in the kitchen and brought me home some scraps.
I heard, said Granny coldly. Half a pig and 3 bottles of fizzy wine went missing, they say.
It's nice that some people think of the old folk, said Nanny Ogg, completely unabashed. I got a coronation mug, too. She produced it. It says, Viva Verence the Second, Rex. Fancy him being called Rex. I can't say it's a good likeness, mind you. I don't recall him having a handle sticking out of his ear.
There was another long, terribly polite pause. Then Granny said,
We were a bit surprised you weren't there, McGrath. We thought you'd be up at the top table kind of thing, said Nanny. We thought you'd have moved in up there.
McGrath stared fixedly at her feet. I wasn't invited, she said meekly.
Well, I don't know about invited, said Granny. We weren't invited. People don't have to invite witches. They just know we'll turn up if we want to. They soon find room for us, she added, with some satisfaction.
You see, he's been very busy, said McGrath to her feet. Sorting everything out, you know. He's very clever, you know, underneath.
Very sober lad, said Nanny.
Anyway, it's full moon, said McGrath quickly. You've got to go to coven meetings at full moon, no matter what other pressing engagements they may be.
Have you?
Nanny Ogg began, but Granny nudged her sharply in the ribs.
It's a very good thing he's paying so much attention to getting the kingdom working again, said Granny soothingly. It shows proper consideration. I dare say he'll get around to everything sooner or later. It's very demanding being a king.
Yes, said McGrath, her voice barely audible. The silence that followed was almost solid. It was broken by Nanny in a voice as bright and brittle as ice.
Well, I bought a bottle of that fizzy wine with me, she said. In case we felt like a drink, she rallied and waved it at the other two.
I don't want any, said McGrath sullenly.
You drink up, girl, said Granny Weatherwax. It's a chilly night. It'd be good for your chest.
She squinted at McGrath as the moon drifted out from behind its cloud.
Here, she said. Your hair looks a bit grubby. It looks as though you haven't washed it for a month.
McGrath burst into tears. The same moon shone down on the otherwise unremarkable town of Ram Nitz, some 90 miles from Loughborough. Tom John left the stage to thunderous applause at the concluding act of The Troll of Ankh. 100 people would go home tonight, wondering whether trolls were really as bad as they had hitherto thought, although, of course, this wouldn't actually stop them disliking them in any way whatsoever. Howell patted him on the back as he sat down at the makeup table and started scraping off the thick grey sludge that was intended to make him look like a walking rock.
Well done, he said. That love scene, just right. And when you turned around and roared at the wizard, I shouldn't think there was a dry seat in the house.
I know. Howell rubbed his hands together.
We can afford a tavern tonight, he said. So if we just...
We'll sleep in the carts, said Tom John firmly, squinting at himself in the shard of mirror.
But you know how much the king gave us. It could be feather beds all the way home.
It's straw mattresses and a good profit for us, said Tom John. And that'll buy you gods from heaven and demons from hell, and the wind and the waves, and more trapdoors than you can count. My lawn ornament. Howell's hand rested on Tom John's shoulder for a moment. Then he said,
You're right, boss.
Certainly I am. How's the play going?
Huh? What play?
Said Howell innocently. Tom John carefully removed a plaster brow ridge. You know,